And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the second week of May 2020. And with me is my co-host, who is going to be on the Lifetime movie with Betty White herself, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. You know, it's always exciting to be cast in a movie. Now I just got to wait for filming to start. And, you know, hopefully a murder hornet doesn't come and get me.
Now, since obviously you're going to be in this film with Betty White, are you going to be her love interest?
I kind of hope not, but at the same time, I'd be the most trending thing in the world after that happens. So, I don't know.
I hope you're not going to be the love interest either, because that would make me very jealous.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so hopefully you're just some elf in this Lifetime film. Because, yeah, otherwise we might not be the best of friends, because she's mine.
Anyway, it's yours.
Yeah, so you can back off my queen.
Okay, I'll try and stay away from your queen.
Appreciate that. All right, so anyways, before we get into stories or Betty White, you better not get into her. But what is new going on in your life?
Nothing much too new going on in my life. Just, you know, living it, self-isolating, the whole shebang. I tried to go to the new Peter's Drive-In that opened up in Edmonton, but the lineup is ridiculous right now, so I don't think I'll be able to do it for a while here.
Yeah, I want to say I've been doing the classic COVID quarantine life, but my girlfriend seems to not take it so seriously, and our house is basically an open invitation for everyone to come in now. She invited a friend 2 days ago. We had someone else come in yesterday. So basically, all bets are off. I probably have COVID-19 at this point, and it's 100% my girlfriend's fault.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I've already had it.
Yeah. Well, if you come to our place, you definitely will, because she's got us contained with it. I guarantee it. But anyways, we can move on to the top story here to get things kicked off, and that is the murder hornets.
Yeah, because, you know, what else does the world need besides another thing to threaten the way of life?
Yeah. And what was this? Was this from, did they transfer through an airplane? Is this what happened again?
I'm not exactly sure how it came to be, but they're coming over from the east is basically what it is.
Yeah, well, if they haven't shut down airplanes by now, they probably should start. I don't know how COVID-19 started due to travel, and they thought, you know what, we really got to keep these airplanes moving about. Let's bring in the hornets now. Like, if we're going to keep transferring stuff over, what's the next thing we're going to bring in? They got to shut down the airports for now.
Well, the next thing that's coming in is sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
Laser beam?
Yeah, laser beams.
I follow him on YouTube. He'd be pretty cool to come in to Canada.
Oh, yeah, I do too. But I think we got the wrong laser beam.
Oh, sorry. I blame the airports on this. This is their fault. It's United.
So what is your reaction going to be like if you see a murder hornet?
Honestly, I'm surprised my girlfriend hasn't invited a murder hornet into my apartment yet. She's inviting every other living thing in.
Really? Has a plant been invited into your apartment yet?
No, but I believe we have one scheduled to come in on Tuesday.
Okay.
For a board game night? Yeah.
Yeah. What game are you going to play with this plant?
I don't know. Plants vs. Zombies?
Oh, nice. Yeah. I was thinking raids.
Oh. I was thinking me and Andrew are already dead at this point because we're probably caught the virus. So we'll be the zombies. They could be the plants.
Smart. I like it.
Yeah, but if it was charades, I don't wanna, you know, brag or anything, but I would kick that sunflower's ass at charades.
Oh, I have no doubt, Quentin. You're the king of charades.
Yeah, that is true. I don't wanna, you know, brag or anything, but I am the king of charades.
Yeah, no need to be subtle here.
No, yeah. If this was on camera right now, you could see all my great charade movements. I'm doing the elephant. Got my hand in front of my nose. Yeah, I got all kinds of charades in my back pocket. I'm good to go. The king of charades is doing a podcast. That works out well.
Yeah, I mean, you're all set up here, so just,
Yeah,
you know, keep on charading.
I wish I was the king of radio or podcasting, so this would actually come to good use. But no, the guy that's good at nonverbal actions is doing a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, so we got plant scheduled in for Tuesday, and I'll have to check the calendar, but I'm sure my girlfriend has a murder hornet or two coming in for a party.
Just a couple of more murder hornets.
One for each of us, so we both get stung at the same time and hate our lives even more. That's pretty much what 2020 has come down to, just absolute shit show.
Hey, at least you know you two are surviving a pandemic just fine. For now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm living my, I was gonna say best life, but my life could be better.
Oh, I think everybody's life could be better right now.
But yeah, so murder hornets really are the big trend here. Really not super new news. Murder hornets obviously have existed forever. There's just been a few that have been spotted more frequently in the North American area. Good news is that only 50, I believe, or so people have died from murder hornets before. So not that bad. They're not really murder hornets, but more so seriously injure you hornets.
Incapacitate you hornets.
Yeah, it just gives you insane amounts of pain, and then you go to the hospital and get it treated. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people at the hospital, so maybe that's the biggest risk, is you'll be surrounded by people with COVID-19. But
Better yet, when a murder hornet bites you, you turn into Hornet Man, become the world's next superhero.
is that what happens? You just get bitten by something and you turn into a superhero? I thought that was only Spider-Man.
Well, these hornets are so fucking massive. They're like one of a kind sort of thing. So I figured, could be something buzzing there, if you know what I mean.
So you're telling me that the party that me and my girlfriend set up for Sunday with a bunch of clay pots, if I let them bite me, I could turn into Clayface?
Yes.
Good to know. I'm looking forward to Sunday then.
Please let me know how that goes.
Yeah, I'll give you all the heads up. Next podcast, when I start off the podcast with, "It's Clayface time!" Then it's no longer Pop Topic. It's officially Clayface time.
Oh my God. That'll be interesting. You just change all your social media to Clayface.
Yeah. Just be photos of, well, my new face, which would just be a clay pot. Clayface isn't worried about murder hornets. They can't do anything to him.
Yeah, I mean, you're made of clay.
Yeah.
You kind of like, you're unstoppable.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure mortar. I'm pretty sure murder hornets, not as scary as COVID-19. Like, if somebody came up to me and said, "All right, your entire family is going to get stung with a murder hornet, or they're all going to get a case of COVID-19. Which would you prefer?" I'd probably just be like, "All right, guys, let's all bite the bullet here." And bite the bullet, I mean, let the murder hornet bite us.
It depends on how reactive my family would be to COVID-19.
Two reasons why I think I would rather take the hornet. One, I think if I had some family members die to COVID-19, that would just be more depressing and it would just be more sad. And I think it's more likely than a murder hornet. And number two, I think it's so unlikely one of them would die to a murder hornet. But even if they did, very slim, it's much more slim than COVID. But if they did, at least I could say they died to a murder hornet, which sounds so badass.
It sounds badass that your family member got murdered by a hornet.
Murder hornet. You always got to keep the murder hornet. It makes them sound like these are like these, just the name of these guys. I think that's what got it trending. If they said, "Oh, hey, so a bunch of hornets from Asia came in and is now infecting North America." They are called the Bumbly Yellow String. The Bumbly Yellow String, like, that's not scary sounding, but Murder Hornet? That strikes fear to people's core. That's why this is trending. They don't look at the 50 death rate in its existence. That's not that scary. But you hear murder hornet. Whew. That sounds scary. So
now, what would your family member's tombstone say in that instance?
They buzzed with the wrong hornet.
They buzzed with the wrong hornet.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Or I'll say, curse you, Quentin. You should have picked COVID over the hornet. Like,
it just has COVID-19 and murder hornet next to each other, and then the little mouth that points towards one option.
I was just thinking it's just a big middle finger with my name in front of it, and it's like, screw you, Quentin. You're the reason we all perished. Quite a sad story. We're talking about my family dying, even though they're not dead. What would you rather have, Alex? The hornet sting or the COVID?
If I'm being honest, I'd probably want COVID.
Oh, wow. You are so wrong. But
me, like a gigantic hornet coming at me just scares the living shit out of me. And I feel like my body is better set up to be able to fight a virus like that.
Right, but you would be a carrier. You could pass on to people and actually kill them. Hornet stings you once. You get a lot of pain. Slap a Band-Aid on it. Drink a cup of lemonade and you're good to go. You're not passing this on. Even myself, I'd rather just get stung than get COVID just because it's such a carrier. We're both essential workers, so we work out on the field. I would hate if I somehow realized that I passed it on to someone and killed them. I don't want that responsibility. I'll take the sting. Maybe if like someone that doesn't leave the house gets COVID, it's not as big of a deal. But for essential workers, I don't know. I'll take the sting. I'll take the murder hornet.
You make a valid point.
Yeah. Like, I think for us, it's a bigger deal. For people that can stay at home, the hornet's probably a scarier concept because they are scary looking. That's the biggest thing for me. Those things look terrifying. It looks like you're staring at death in the face. But,
oh, yeah. They look humongous and they're terrifying.
Yeah. I just think that the amount of deaths isn't as huge, obviously, as COVID. So, you know, definitely be more afraid of touching people than bees right now.
That is fair.
Actually, that is a weird thing to say. You're allowed to touch bees, but not people. Interesting. Should we have a Tinder for bees? And you can hang out with bees since you can't get COVID-19 from them. Should they have a Tinder where you can just swipe left and right on bees and you can hang out with them?
You know what? It sounds like a great idea. Bees are a good thing.
Speaking of swiping left and right on bees, you can speak for yourself on whether or not you are swiping left or right on Adele's new photo she released to thank everyone for wishing her a happy birthday during, obviously, these tough times. She's standing outside of her house, I believe in her backyard, maybe her front yard. To be honest, I've never been to her house, so I don't know which side of the house it is. But she's standing outside of her house, and she really is looking gorgeous. She has lost an insane amount of weight, and it has actually brought up an uproar on whether or not this was really healthy for her, because she didn't just lose 10 pounds or whatever. She has lost an insane amount of weight compared to how she looked a year or so ago. And online, it's really been a trending topic right now on Adele's new photo from a few days ago. Have you looked at the photo?
I am looking at the photo, and she is... wow.
It's insane, right? I didn't think it was Adele.
It does not look like Adele.
No, it doesn't. It seriously doesn't look like Adele. And I'm not one to go, oh, wow, losing weight, that's so bad for your body. But I'm even thinking maybe this was bad for her body. She has lost an insane amount of weight. It is crazy.
Well, what's her former trainer have to say about it?
But yes, her former trainer has come out, obviously, to the backlash because he's been the one really trying to push her forward and lose a bunch of weight. And he just said it wasn't about her being skinny, but her being healthy. And obviously, if a trainer says she's perfectly healthy, there's nothing wrong with her body, like this isn't affecting her physically, except she just looks very skinny. Well, I'm gonna take his word for it. I'm no doctor. I know the last thing about living a healthy life. I hit the McDonald's gym maybe 5 times a week and get myself a Big Mac. I don't hit the actual gym, so I'm sure he knows a lot more about it than I do. So you know what? I think she might have lost a crazy amount of weight and it might be bad for her, but if the trainer says she's perfectly fine, hey.
Who are we to judge?
Yeah, exactly. She's perfectly fine in my book. If he says it's fine, fine by me. I cannot judge it whatsoever. But yeah, no, she looks insane.
Right?
Yeah,
Like,
good for her.
hopefully this doesn't affect her singing.
Yeah. I'm sure her singing's fine. That would be a story if she lost so much weight that now her vocals have shrunk and she's now a horrible singer.
Yeah,
I can see the news article now. Adele gets skinny, now sounds like Quentin.
that's the title you think it's gonna be.
Yeah. Just wait, in a few months we'll be discussing that.
All right, bet. Let's put a bet on it.
No, I don't do bets anymore. You still have to do the mushroom blonde haircut.
I mean, my hair is already like mushroom blonde, so.
No. Nice try. That ain't mushroom blonde.
Just blonde.
Yeah, just blonde. That was so 1990s.
Not my mine's dirty blonde, you see, so
Oh,
it's
okay. So that's like 2002.
yeah.
Yeah. Is that what your Tinder profile says to all the bees out there? My hair's a dirty blonde.
Yes, that's exactly the line I go for.
And all the
It
murder hornets are like, gotta have some of that sweet honey.
Jesus, yes. You nailed it on the spot.
Good, I'm glad. So, moving on from Welling's dirty blonde Tinder profile, somebody that is not a dirty blonde, but might just be straight dirty, is my girl, Betty White. That's the first description for Betty White. But anyways, she has officially been announced to star in a Lifetime movie.
I actually can't believe that Betty White is starring in a movie at her age.
I know. I am really proud of her. I believe she is now 98 years old. Good for her. And
Yeah,
according
big
to this
for her.
article, she was also in Toy Story 4. Did you know that?
I did not know she was in Toy Story 4.
Yep.
What role did she play in Toy Story 4? Let's see if I can remember that.
I do not know. The character's name was Bitey White.
Bitey White.
Yeah, which I thought was hilarious. Based on the name and knowing nothing about that character being in the film Toy Story 4, I am assuming it's that old woman that owns the antique store.
That would be a good guess.
Yes, it's totally just a guess because that's an old woman that's hilarious and is a queen, and that sounds like Betty White, but I cannot confirm. All I know is she was a voice actor in that film, which blew my mind in this article. But it also discusses her a new titled role, or yeah, sorry, new untitled role for a Lifetime Christmas film that will be coming out later this year. So even though, the film industry right now is at a horrible position, we still find time to make sure Betty White gets her film in. That's all that matters. Everyone is all depressed because Eternals is now coming out in 2021. Indiana Jones 5 is coming out in like 2 years now. Everything's getting pushed back, but it's okay. None of that matters because Betty White's film is coming out still.
As long as we have a very Merry Christmas,
Exactly.
and Betty White sounds like she's going to make that happen.
Yep, her role is she is going to be helping would-be Santas get into shape. And she's going to teach them the true meaning of Christmas. Ooh.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
And it says here, leading everyone to wonder, is she secretly Mrs. Claus? And the fact that that is a question that they have in the announcement of this film leads me to believe she's going to be Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, that's a good belief. Now, are you jealous of Mr. Claus, Clinton?
Hey, who says I'm not going to be Mr. Claus? It just hasn't been announced yet.
Ah, okay, I got you.
Why do you think I've been growing this beard? It's not just because I haven't been able to buy a razor due to COVID.
Yeah, that's besides the point.
Yeah, it's because I'm growing it out for Mr. Claus. And everyone's been asking me, "Whoa, Quentin, you've been gaining a lot of weight due to COVID, haven't you? You haven't hit the gym yet?" Nah. I am purely practicing for my role as Mr. Claus.
No fat suits for you. It's going to be au naturel.
Au naturel. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, I got the beard, I got the belly. I'm good to go for Mr. Claus for this Lifetime film. Betty White or the producers, you can hit me up. But yeah, that is literally it. I just, every time I see news about my queen, I need to bring her up. She is still looking great. Everyone thought she might be in trouble because of COVID. No. She is living her best life. She is making the biggest film of 2020. Do you think she'll win an Oscar for this untitled Lifetime Christmas movie?
Considering Lifetime movies don't have a tendency to be Oscar bait movies, I'm gonna say no, but good shot.
But, hold on. The reason why they have never been quote unquote Oscar worthy films, end quote, is because the Oscars have a rule where the movie has to be in theaters for at least a week for it to qualify as an Oscar contender film. But for 2020, this week, they just announced that that is no longer going to be a qualifying factor for this year due to COVID, since movies aren't going into theaters and they're going straight to VOD and stuff like this. They've announced that for this year only, they will take that off the table. Any film can qualify. Is this what we are looking, is this what Betty White needs? This Lifetime movie can now become an Oscar, quote unquote, worthy film.
Dun dun da.
This is what my girl Betty needed.
That's what she needed.
Yep, I think this is her chance now. She's got this.
You know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah, we've never seen the Oscars change the rules up like this, so who knows? Everything's off the table. Trolls World Tour could just wipe clean with the Oscars this year.
I will pay you $1,000 if Trolls World Tour cleans up the Oscars.
Hey, it is the biggest film of 2020 right now, so it's definitely,
Quentin, Quentin, Quentin. I'll pay you $1,000 if that's the case. That's how confident I am that Trolls World Tour won't be doing anything at the Oscars. Won't be doing anything.
Yeah, I'll be shocked if it even gets a nomination. But you know what? Maybe everything else will be canceled, and by default, they have to get nominated for stuff. Due to COVID and everything being pushed back, if COVID continues, even though it seems like it's slowly dying down, don't want to jinx it, but it seems like it's slowly getting resolved. If it doesn't, and it just steamrolls the rest of 2020, and we are in isolation for the next 7 more months. Just based on the movies that we have on the table right now, Alex, is there a movie that you think would be the biggest contender for the Oscars? Let's pretend every movie out for 2020 is now out. What would be the number one contender?
For the Oscars,
Yeah.
I'd have to say The Invisible Man.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, that was the first one I thought to mind, and then I thought, ah, it's a horror film. Probably not. But then I was thinking, nah, it's pretty much only been horror film, so it's got a pretty solid chance.
Yeah, that's the thing about movies earlier in the year. They tend to be horror films.
Yeah, so, maybe Blumhouse is really pushing hard for COVID to continue. Maybe they're like paying all their staff members to like come to my girlfriend's invitation on Wednesday to come get everyone contained.
Right, it's like, oh my God, we might have a chance this year.
Yeah, like, all right, everybody, get this going. It's dying down. That's it. That's it. Everybody, let's open up movie theater. Let's get everyone in a room together. Keep it going. Let's go. Yeah, Blumhouse, really, they must be the biggest COVID fans.
Right?
Yeah. Just unbelievable, Blumhouse. How dare you say that?
Come on, Blumhouse.
to start like blaming them for stuff that they didn't do. Good call. So, speaking of not doing anything, we have a bit of an update on Black Mirror Season 6. Now, Alex, I don't actually know or not. Are you a big Black Mirror fan?
Kinda, sorta.
Kinda, sorta, like, as in you just saw a few episodes and you think it's pretty decent.
I've seen everything before Bandersnatch, so I haven't
Oh,
seen
okay.
Bandersnatch and I haven't seen the new season.
Okay, so you've seen all the good episodes.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Honestly, I listened to you when you said the new season was shit.
Yeah. I'm rewatching all the episodes right now, actually, because on Letterboxd, I realized you can review each one individually on Letterboxd. And when I realized that, I thought, huh, why not make a list on Letterboxd with all the fil with all the episodes ranked and just rewatch them all. So I'm currently rewatching the episodes. And the reason why I'm rewatching them is because I read this article and I thought, wow, season six isn't canceled, but it will be delayed for the inevitable future due to COVID. The writer says the times are too depressing right now. We do not want episodes to make us depressed. So he's not making any episodes and he doesn't want any out for the next year or so because that's not what we want. We don't want people to be more bummed out than we already are. So the writer has blamed COVID-19 for the reason why season six isn't going to be out for a while.
Which is too bad because they have a few gems. They have a few episodes that are just complete gems.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. My theory, though, is the writer or the creator, I guess, Charlie Brooker. I believe he's just out of ideas.
You think he's out of ideas?
I saw Bandersnatch and I saw the last three episodes, as in season five. Yes, it was only three episodes. And I just don't think they have any Black Mirror episode ideas at the moment. And I just think he thought, okay, let me jump on this right now and say it's COVID's fault. That's why it's going to be a few years now. Because before this, there was never a release date for season six. They just said they're working on it.
Right.
And I always thought, okay, it's going to be a few years. If they haven't given a release date yet, they just don't know what they're doing. It's going to be a few years. And it is going to be a few years. I just think they're now saying, oh, it's COVID. That's why we are actually going to release it soon. We just didn't tell you guys. But it's the coronavirus. That is why it's now going to take a while. So now they kind of look like the heroes. We're doing it because it's sad stories. We don't want to make everybody upset during these times. And if they did actually have episodes, I do think it's a good idea to push it back because of this. I just don't think that's the case.
Gosh darn COVID.
Like the first two seasons of Black Mirror were also three episodes each, but they were some of the best episodes of Black Mirror ever. They were super well thought out and just mind-blowing, those episodes.
Yeah, you kind of have to get past the first episode, though.
Yeah. Wow. I was just rewatching them. I actually really liked the first episode, but
You really like the pig fucking.
I do. I love it. And then season five, yes, it's also only three episodes, so it's not a huge deal. But they're also bad. Like, there's one I do really like. I think it's a hidden gem, and when I rewatch them, I think I'll love it even more because I know what to expect. And it might even be in my top 10. There is one that is a hidden gem, but the other two are just not good at all, in my opinion.
Your bottom tier.
One of them's the worst episode, and the other one's my bottom five. So,
All right, so the
not a big
one that
fan.
has Miley Cyrus, which one is that?
That's the worst episode.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to rewatch them. I'll see. But for now, it's my least favorite. We'll see how it goes. So, I'm actually not too against this. I think it's silly that they're using COVID as an excuse, but I do think they just need to sit down for season six and really think of good ideas because I thought this last season was the biggest disappointment for Black Mirror. Hopefully, they can get, some good material. I think they should kind of do what The Simpsons did a few seasons ago, where they did a contest. Do you remember this? Where they did a contest and whoever could think of the next couch gag idea for their intro song for each episode, whoever could think of the best ones, they'll like give them a little Simpsons pack of like merchandise and then they'll use that idea. And it was obviously because they were 30 seasons deep into The Simpsons and they were running out of couch gags because they had to change it up every episode. But I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a good idea. And I think Black Mirror should do the same thing. Have the public think of some really crazy Black Mirror ideas because they can go really deep into this concept of Black Mirror.
They have an episode with pig fucking. They can go pretty far with these things.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is a good idea. I think they should just do the same kind of idea where they have, oh, a contest to give us your idea of a Black Mirror episode. And if we like your idea, it'll be one of the 6 episodes on the show that you thought of. And we'll give you like a little baggie of merchandise, like a cool desktop case or smartphone case and maybe a DVD of one of the seasons, even though it's on Netflix, you don't need it. But you know, honestly, I think most people, including myself, would just submit ideas without any merchandise. Like I would just love to see an idea that I could think of on an episode, just on the screen.
You'd forever be able to brag as the person that with that idea.
Yeah, like that's even a bigger deal than the couch gag for Simpsons. Like to have an episode revolved around a concept you thought of. I think people would be on board with this. They wouldn't have to pay money. I think that's a good way to get some fun ideas. Sure, 95% of these ideas would either be trolls or just stupid or unable to portray on a screen, but I'm sure they can shuffle out and find some gems.
Oh, yeah.
And during COVID, I think right now could be the time to have people, they're sitting at home, they got nothing to do but to think of stuff. Why not let them think of something to revolve around your show? I think this might be a good idea. Obviously, they're not taking that route, but I think a show like Black Mirror could kind of take that step forward.
Yeah, I could see it.
So there you have it. Black Mirror, still a great show. No matter what they do, I'll love it. Something else you can't hate on is obviously your boy and mine, Nicolas Cage. This is a big week for Nick Cage.
Oh, yeah. Nick Cage is like at the top of everything right now.
Real big week. I think we got 3 stories on him. We got National Treasure 3 on development. I think that was announced a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty big story on its own. Yeah, Nick Cage back in his prime role of the greatest trilogy now of all time. It hasn't even been out yet, but I already know it's going to be the best trilogy ever. I can't. I will watch opening week Nick Cage National Treasure 3.
Well, it's a TV series.
Well, there's a film, National Treasure 3, and Disney Plus is working on a National Treasure TV series.
Oh, I didn't know there was a third film.
So we got both coming up. Now, the film is going to have Nicolas Cage. The TV series is going to have a younger, new cast for the show. So it's not going to be based off of our boy Nick Cage. It'll probably be based off of, like, his son. He's going to work on these travels for him called Luke Cage. Okay, maybe not Luke Cage, but, you know, Jeffrey Cage. Nicholas's son, you know, that's probably what the story is. I'm imagining a Nick Cage cameo in this TV show. If we don't have one, I'm not watching it, but that's also in development. So we have the TV show for National Treasure. We got the National Treasure 3 film in development. And of course, throwing aside National Treasure and only focusing on Nick Cage and one of the greatest documentaries of our time, The Tiger King. We are having a scripted version of The Tiger King now with Nicolas Cage playing Joe Exotic.
Like, isn't this like the perfect role?
This is the perfect role. Oh, well, okay. The perfect role would be Nicolas Cage playing Nicolas Cage in the upcoming Nicolas Cage movie about him traveling back in time to visit past Nicolas Cage. That's the perfect role.
Oh, I remember that story.
Yes. We still don't know if he got casted for that role or not. I hope he didn't. I think that'd be hilarious. I hope, like, we got Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing Nicolas Cage.
That would be something.
But we do have Nicolas Cage playing Joe Exotic. Hold on. Should Joe Exotic play Nicolas Cage movie?
Whichever one it is, I'm buying a ticket for it.
I will watch the Joe Exotic traveling back in time as Nicolas Cage talking to Nicolas Cage playing past Nicolas Cage in a room together.
Yeah, that sounds like the perfect movie, in my opinion.
I will pay big bucks to see that in the IMAX. I will watch the crap out of that. But anyways, we're moving too far ahead here. That'll be a story in the future, I'm sure. But we do have Nicolas Cage playing Joe Exotic in the upcoming scripted Tiger King film, or scripted TV show for the Tiger King. Definitely, maybe taking the Tiger King hype a step a little too far. I feel like, let's let Tiger King die a little bit here, but we do have a scripted show for it. Probably not going to be out for another year, so don't get too excited. But it is in the works.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they don't have an announcement for the TV show, but I'm imagining it's going to be a while because they can't start recording until COVID's over.
Yeah, unfortunately, but hey, I'm sure we're all gonna be sitting on our couches anyways to watch this.
Right, so just let it die a bit. Maybe when the next pandemic happens, then they can release the scripted Tiger King show. Should Tiger King just be something they release to us every time there's a pandemic to keep us all excited?
I mean, depends on how often you get a pandemic.
Yeah, so the next pandemic will be the Nicolas Cage Tiger King script TV show. And then the next pandemic will be the Tiger King movie. And then the pandemic after that will be a recording of the Broadway musical, The King of Tigers. So every pandemic will have a new Tiger King variation of it.
You know what? I'm gonna place my bets now. Tiger King is so popular right now, it'll be turned into a musical.
Oh, you think they will?
I am placing my bets on it right
And
now.
all the songs they sing is from Joe Exotic's two soundtracks.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect.
100%. His songs are gonna get adapted to Broadway, and it's gonna be great.
That's true. We do have enough songs to do it. I believe each disc comes with, what was it, 24 or 48 songs. Like, he's got a lot.
There's a lot of songs.
Either way, we have at least 48 songs to go off of. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're good to go. They should make a Disney animated film off the Tiger King.
Oh.
I can see that.
With the content of the Tiger King story, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, but like Hamlet, that's a film about kings murdering each other and they turned it into the Lion King. They could make it a Disney-friendly version of the Tiger King.
You think they can make it work?
Yeah, I'll show Carol Baskin with her husband or former husband, and he mentions, "Oh, well, I do believe I'm going to be leaving you, Carol, tomorrow. I'm going to be flying off with a new younger broad, and I'm going to be taking my tigers and starting my own thing without you." And Carol goes, "Okay, that's fine, but can we just say goodbye to the tigers together?" And then they walk towards the tiger cage, and she like looks at the camera and she just starts singing, "I will kill my husband." It's like this evil music. She's like this evil Disney villain. And then after the song's done singing, we cut to the hero. So you don't see her actually killing the husband. You just cut to Joe Exotic, running around like a nutball. I think we can make this happen.
You know what? You sold me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully, Black Mirror can listen to me and maybe realize, wow, this guy can think of some great ideas. Let's give him a call.
Black Mirror, listen, this guy is full of ideas. I've worked with him now for quite some time. He has some of the weirdest ideas ever.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, someone that might have weirder ideas than me, if that's even possible, is the drug lord Pablo Escobar's brother
Whoa.
launching a new foldable smartphone.
That is a weird story.
Yeah, when I hold on, maybe this will not be a story. Let me double check here.
Do
Okay, my apologies. I was looking at the article, and the article I have is from December 3rd, 2019. I thought, wait a second, is this an old story? I don't want to talk about an old story. I forgot about the new update. I clicked on the wrong article. But okay.
Yeah, I see it now.
Yes, I got it, the new one up here. Still pretty old story, actually. It was out, story was a month and a half ago, so we can discuss if we want to. Well, we'll see if it's crazy enough, because I think it's pretty interesting, and I never heard of it. But we got Pablo Escobar's brother, who is selling a phone that can fold itself, which sounds normal, like a flip phone. No, not flip phone. It is a screen that you just fold in half. You can just fold a screen in half, no big deal. And he was selling this. It was announced in December, and the phone has now been out, and it has been discovered that it is just a Galaxy Fold phone, but he covered it with a foil. And you know what? That's pretty much what I would expect from Pablo Escobar's brother.
Oh, that's too funny.
So I've never heard of this. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This story was out in the end of February, is when it was discovered that it's just a galaxy with a foil around it. I've never heard about this. I think it's hilarious. And honestly, I think you should still take it. If it's a galaxy, but with a foil over it, it's cheaper than the galaxy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, where is he making money out of this?
I do not know. If I was to guess, he steals them, puts some foil around it, so he pretends he made it, and then he sells it for $400.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So honestly, it's a win-win for everyone except for the people he steals it from.
Yeah, sorry, Samsung.
Yeah, so if you just ignore Samsung's issues, which they're too busy about COVID, so they're not going to pay attention to Pablo's brother, win-win. $400 for a flip phone. Not a bad way to live your life. It's a very nice looking phone. It's got Pablo Escobar's icon on it. Very fancy.
Like a modern day Robin Hood.
Maybe he changed something about it because the one that came out in December was called the Escobar Fold 1, but this new one with the Galaxy wrap on it is now called the Escobar Fold 2.
Oh, dang, he's released a second version.
We're already on to the second version. When the third one comes out, because I want to get it right when it's hot. I think I might jump in on that bandwagon. People asked him, "Why are you making these so cheap when the exact same, literally exact same phone is being sold by Samsung and Apple for like three times the amount of money?" Escobar has now come out to say that his strategy is to destroy Apple and Samsung. That is his mission. He wants to destroy these companies.
Global domination.
Which is interesting, because if he destroys Samsung, I don't know where he's going to get his phones.
That is true.
Like, that'd be hilarious. Samsung officially closes out because of Escobar, and then Escobar's like, "All right, guys, just a heads up, the Fold 4 might not be able to exist, because the people that make it are out of business." It's not Samsung, it's my business. My company is also closing, just because.
Yeah, just conveniently, we're both closing at the same time.
But we do have a fancy gold wrap that says the Fold 4 that you can put over your Fold 3, and it's the same phone. Come on.
Come on, yeah.
But yeah, so his mission is to destroy the very thing that he is selling, apparently. And you know what? I'll back him up. I'll pay $400 and buy his product. I believe in you, Escobar.
Yeah, I believe in Jessica too. That's a great price for a phone you got there.
Yep, that is apparently a thing. The Fold 3 does come out. We'll try and get that right on time for you guys because we're about 2 months late on this. I don't know why this is coming up now. Maybe it's been trending because people are bored from the coronavirus, but it's now in trending stories here, an older story about Pablo Escobar's brother, just trying to take down the Apple and Samsung industry. What a brave soldier. I don't know anyone that could be able to take on that task. Very few out there. Maybe Joe Exotic himself, but yeah, very few I think could do it.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, if Carole Baskin, if that bitch Carole Baskin had Samson, I'm sure he'd want to take that company down just to spite her.
I could see it happen, but he has to get out of jail first.
Joe and Carole Baskin, definitely the most iconic rivalry of 2020. But One not too far off is the author of Something Borrowed, otherwise known as Emily Griffin, versus our queen, Meghan Markle. I'll be real
Some
with you. Once again, not really a big story, but Meghan Markle, just the face of 2020, just continuing this trend here. Put you in on a little story here. So Meghan Markle, apparently, believe it or not, as much of a fan as I am, I don't follow her Instagram. But on Instagram, she released a video of the prince reading a story to their child. The child is on her lap, and she is sitting there listening to him read a story. And so Emily Griffin has come out. I will read her comment on Meghan Markle's Instagram post here. She said, "Adorable child and book, but holy me first. This is the Meghan show. Why didn't she film and let Harry read? And why didn't she take the moment at the end and say, he said, daddy?" I don't know. Maybe Welling would understand that more than me, but I don't know. Anyways, because that would make it be about Harry for a split second, but God forbid. Also, you want privacy for your child, so you put out a video of him wearing no pants. Okay.
Oh, dang.
So Emily Griffin is not holding back. And there's more. But wait. I'm like the talk show host here. There's more. We actually have something even worse that Emily Griffin has said about her. We have a text message thread that she screenshot and posted herself on her Instagram. Don't know why she would do this. This is bamboozling to me. But she took a screenshot of her own text messages saying that Meghan Markle seems unmaternal and the video was uncomfortable to watch, and Meghan Markle is such a phony. So she took these photos of her own screenshots of a conversation where they were crapping on Meghan Markle and just released the text thread. She was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna hashtag expose myself." Weird decision, but yes.
What?
Yeah, Emily Griffin, not a big fan of Meghan Markle.
What is Emily Giffen doing?
Oh, is it Giffen? Yeah, Giffen, Giffen, Griffin.
Was wondering when you were gonna notice that.
Giffen, Griffin, same thing. It's Giffen, and I go, "Arr!" because I get so angry that she's throwing shade at my queen. So that's why I say Griffin. I throw in an R, because are you kidding me, Emily? Who did I save that, Alex, to make it look like it was intentional?
Yeah, let's go with that. But
Nice.
isn't Betty White your queen?
Okay, well, like, she's my queen, and then obviously, Megan's the duchess of my life.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, they are coming for my duchess's wig here. Really, people are not a big fan of her. Emily Giffen has come out to apologize for what she did. Which, thanks. I don't really know what apology is going to do, but she has come out to apologize and has admitted that since she left, she's a big fan of the royal family, and when she left the royal family, she hasn't forgiven her since. So it sounds like she's not even that offended by what she did. She's just not a big Meghan fan since she left the royal family.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, so do you think there's people that are secretly so pro royal family that they just hate everything Meghan does now because she left?
Well, I think there is, considering we have evidence of one right here.
Right, but I'm just thinking, like, do you think there's more celebrities out there? Like, do you think secretly Justin Bieber just hates Megan so much right now?
I don't know about celebrities, but I think there's definitely people.
That's fair. Now, should Giffen maybe borrow something? Ha 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 ha! Because she, I get it, because she's the author of Something Borrowed. But anyways, do you think, but do you think she could borrow something from this? And should she make an Instagram video of her reading a letter of apology to Meghan Markle?
Oh God, last thing I need is another apology letter video.
And should it be the exact same video where she's on someone's lap with no pants on doing it?
Think a lot of people would enjoy that.
I would enjoy the apology letter. I would not enjoy the visual.
Yeah,
I just want to come out and say that.
the visual kind of sounds scarring. The idea, the thought is there.
Honestly, it's the thought that counts. If she just went on a video and said she thought of doing that, I think that would mean a lot to her.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I thought of reading you an apology letter, so that's there you go. You're welcome. I'm sure Megan would love that.
I'm sure that would smooth everything over.
Now, if you remember Alex, when Canada was no longer their protection during these times, we said you would be the physical guard out there protecting our Duchess and Prince, and
Right.
I would be the social media protection. I'm just saying, if this was an issue when they hired us, Alex, I would not have let this stand. I would have sent a video to her. So, Meg and Harry, if this is getting too much for you guys, just give us a
You went
call.
out on a Zoom call and ended that stuff right there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Megan, Harry, just remember, if Giffen gets too far up your butt about these videos, just give us a call. We can handle it.
Yeah, we could deal with it if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I will not have pants on and have a Instagram video where I tell Giffen off for attacking our Duchess. And if she doesn't listen to that, Alex will go there personally and, pay her a visit.
Yeah, pay her a visit. I cannot disclose what would happen, just pay her a visit.
Yes, he may or may not bring a few murder hornets.
What can I say? I made some friends while visiting one of Quentin's parties.
Yes, he would bring the murder hornets to her if she ignores my Instagram call recorded by my foldable phone by Pablo Escobar.
Right? You're just gonna say, if listen, if you don't back down, our security is gonna bring over some murder hornets.
Yeah, so we'll. Megan, it's just one simple call and you're good to go. All right, well, that is it for the stories here. Alex, do we have anything going on with sports? I don't believe so, right?
No, there is nothing going on with sports, unfortunately. You know, besides the boring, oh, stuff is starting to open back up kind of things.
All right, well, we may not have sports, but I do have a surprise for everyone, including Alexander Welling and myself.
Oh.
I don't even know what's going to happen.
How can you surprise yourself?
And this is how. I have received a text message from my brother, a friend of the podcast, Tristan Phillipson, who randomly messaged me. If you guys may know him from the Brant Steele podcasts, but he randomly messaged me today, this morning, and he said, "When are you doing the next Pop Topic podcast?" We're doing it today, and we're doing it sometime today. He said, "Hit me up," and here he is. He just jumped on the call.
Oh
Perfect
my
timing.
God.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
We
We are
gotta
doing great.
All right. So I asked Quentin if I can come on here today because I believe I have found what is possibly the most mind-boggling competition show of all time. All
Okay.
right. I found the craziest, most out there. I don't know if I love it or if I hate it. Competition show of all time. All right. Welling, have you ever watched like American Idol growing up? Did you ever see that show?
I watched Canadian Idol growing up.
Yeah, I know Quentin saw me. Quentin used to watch some seasons of that back when it was real popular. And have you guys ever heard of the show Superstar USA?
I have not.
No.
All right, so this is like a I guess you call it a spoof or a it's more of a knockoff, I guess. Okay, so I'm gonna show you guys the first clip before I explain the show at all right? It basically well, this will explain it.
What song are you gonna sing for us today?
I'm gonna sing Celebration, right? Cool in the Gang.
That's one of my favorite songs, man. I like that.
Celebrate good times. Come on, let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're gonna celebrate and party with you. Come on now. Celebration. We're gonna celebrate and have a good time.
Come on, break it on down.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
We're gonna
Let's
bump over
celebrate.
here. Whoa.
There's a party going on right
Whoa,
here.
we're gonna
A
boom. Boom.
reputation and last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're gonna celebrate and party with you. Come on now. Woo!
Thank you. All right. We needed that. Yeah, we needed that one, man. Break it down. And you did a great job. You know what I'm saying?
Have you watched the whole thing?
Well, we got to see if he makes it or not.
Oh.
Mario, I think we're all in agreement. You are one step closer to becoming a superstar.
All right. So that man moves on, of course.
Well, obviously.
All right, so we got that picked up on it by now. The premise of the show is it's just like American Idol, except they only want to find the worst singer possible instead of the best singer possible. And so during the audition process, they kick out all the half decent singers, and they only accept the really shitty ones.
Hold on, this is what I just realized. You came on a podcast talking about the newest news of May 2020. And you're sharing us a show that came out, it didn't even come out this time, re-downloaded on YouTube.
It came out in 2004. It came out like in the height of reality competition.
This is like in this decade.
No, this is a throwback, man. All right, it's quarantine, all right? There's no real news. Like, what are you guys talking about today? Elon Musk's weird child's name? Like, come on. There's no real news, okay?
No, but there's murder hornets, my dude.
People need stuff to watch. And this is something that, depending on if you like to see people's dreams get crushed, then you may or may not want to watch the show.
Oh, hold on. Okay, so right, we normally have a sports segment where Wellen comes in, and it's his segment where he tells us about sports. But, you know, obviously the last month, there hasn't really been any sports stories, so we've kind of just been filling that segment in. Are you now coming in until COVID is over to let people know the new weekly quarantine show they need to watch?
I could try. I don't know. This is what I stumbled on by an accident. I was heard from like an H3 podcast the other day. And the moment I heard it, I turned everything else off. Like, I got to watch the show. It's 3 a.m. I didn't care. I started watching this show. And I finished it this afternoon. And it is absolutely...
I like it.
It is why it is something, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know if I love it or if I hate it, but it's definitely something.
That sounds pretty wild.
Yeah, obviously really don't need to commit, but I am giving you an open invitation here. If you ever find a quarantine show for the must-watch viewers out there, just let me know and I'll throw you on here, even if it's from the early 2000s or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know why more people don't know about this show.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It's hilarious. So... no one knows that they're looking for the worst singer, though. They all think they're looking for the best singer. They're looking for the
That's
so
funny.
No one knows that they're there for the worst. So everyone thinks that they're really good, right? The people who keep moving on. You guys are really good like this one. Well, in particular.
Okay.
Because I am a star in this film. I have charisma, and you guys will have to see. I am a star when I sing.
And what's the key to being a superstar in Jamie's book? Apparently, writing your lyrics on your hand.
I was beat, incomplete. I've been held, I was dead in blue. But you made me feel, yeah, you made me feel shiny and new, like a virgin. Hey, such for the very first time, like a virgin.
Hey, Welling, I guarantee she's the winner. If Welling was a judge, she'd be the winner.
How the fuck did you know? How the hell did you get that?
It just screamed winner vibes. All right, sorry, guys. I ruined the quarantine show of the week. I guess next week I'll try to get my
match. I knew she was the winner only because I looked it up on Wikipedia to see if it was a real show or not. I didn't believe it. And I saw who the winner was right away. I still watched it and loved it. Knowing the winner does not ruin the fun of the show at all, okay?
I like how I literally called it.
The show gets crazier, though, all right? So in the final four, right, they get down to the four worst singers in America.
Okay.
They do like a live performance from an audience, right? To sing in front of an audience, and they have a whole bunch of background dancers, and they all get, you know, makeovers, look sexy, and look like superstars. But now the audience, right? Obviously, not going to clap for a really shitty singer, right? So they had to do something to make the – at first, I presumed the audience was just hired. I assumed they were all just in on the joke and they were actors, right? But when I was reading the Wikipedia page, I learned that that's not the case. What they did with the live audience is they told them all that the people coming up singing are all terminally ill with cancer, and this is their make-a-wish to come on to the singing show and sing in front of a live audience. And so they're all supporting and cheering them.
This is not real.
They're cancer patients, when really, they're just super shitty singers.
Oh.
It's the craziest thing ever.
All right, so for all of you out there that are really wanting to watch this fantastic show that has just been presented to us, the WB's Superstar USA, I'm guessing only found on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm presuming.
Okay.
For free, though. It's easy to find. I don't know if I love or hate the show, but it's something that people need to know about. I feel like everyone needs to see this.
All right, how many episodes are people committing
There's only 7, and so you can finish it in an afternoon. It's pretty easy to watch.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, that's not bad at all. All right.
That's solid.
Yeah, well, there's good. 14 episodes, the joke would have come dead after a while. You can only listen to so much bad singing.
Right, I was thinking this is going to be like a 30-episode American Idol show.
No,
okay.
That'd be awful. Yeah, it's only 7 episodes.
Whew, okay. Well, I might commit to that, then. That's not too bad. It's basically the Tiger King.
Yeah, same length as, if not shorter. It's only 40 minutes each instead of an hour.
I can't believe that either.
All right, well, thank you again, Tristan. Do you want to be here for the sign-off? Or you got places to go?
I'm a busy man.
You gotta find the next. Watch. Yeah, you gotta find the next show.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for the WB's Superstar USA. Do they have international versions of those?
I wish, but I doubt it.
All right. Well, thank you again, Tristan. I love it.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you have it. Instead of sports, you now have a show you can binge.
That is, I do not know if I'll binge it, but I will say, wow. Just wow.
Honestly, might just skip to the Final Four and watch the last 2 episodes.
Yeah, I might just do that too, because I don't know if I can sit through 7 episodes of that, but that was definitely something.
All right, well, until next week, you can follow us at poptopic_pod. And after appearing on the Lifetime show with Betty White, I will likely be talking to Adele's training coach. I'm Quentin.
And I'm Alex. You can catch me hitting up my new Murder Hornet friends on my brand new Escobar V5 phone.
Ooh, the version 5. Oh, yeah. That'll be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Advanced edition.
Perfect. Yeah, the Murder Hornets will love that on Tinder.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. See you guys next week.
See you guys.
Bye.